Si.
Mates seemed about to say something, but Leonie interrupted and Marguerite translated.
We must leave the rain.
Without a further word, Leonie led the way past a monumental half-column vestige of Rome's long-lost grandeur into the thick of a crowded neighborhood whose ruins were more mundane. Moments later, they were in a small room on the second floor of a nondescript community building. Glass-enclosed shelves held rows of books. Framed etchings showed intricate landscapes. In anticipation, Leonie had already come up here to lay out his map on the round central table. Books at the corners held the paper in place. The window blinds were shut tight. A cone-shaped light fixture hung over the table, setting shadows in motion as they approached, but illuminating the map like an unfurled sacred scroll. Warburg saw that the letters on the cover of the book on the corner nearest him were Hebrew. He glanced again at the shelves. Hebrew. The etchings showed an ancient hilltop city, palm trees, camels, a fantasy Jerusalem. Mates did not disguise his impatience as he pushed in front of Warburg and barked a command in an imperious Italian. Leonie immediately responded with equal authority, and quickly the two engaged in a series of no-nonsense exchanges. Leonie again punctuated his explanation with sharp stabs of his index finger, identifying locations on the map. Amid the torrent of words, Warburg recognized Fasoli, Nazi, and Po, but otherwise understood nothing. Yet Mates's reaction, soon enough conveyed by a slow wagging of his head, could not have been plainer. No. Leonie stared at Mates, his harsh intensity fading into supplication.
Please, sir, he said in English. Please.
Instead of answering Leonie, Mates looked over at Warburg.
What in God's name, Warburg? What?
Warburg said, Our bombers are dropping bridges all over northern Italy, Colonel. Why not that one?
How many reasons do you want?
Mates held up his five fingers.
The Fifth Army pushes toward the Arno, not the Po, west, not east, one. The Krauts are mauling our guys up there, so Tactical Air Corps are doing close ground support, not interdicting transport. Two, Twining's B-29s are finally in range of gasoline farms in Austria and Bavaria. Three, even if you blow that particular bridge, the poor creatures in that camp get killed on the spot instead of being sent north. Four.
Warburg interrupted him. The Waffen-SS have already left the camp, a minimal contingent of unseasoned guards, not heavyweights. Mates ignored him.
And what are we talking about here? 300 or 400 people? That's breakfast for Kesselring. Every fucking day he's killing 10 times that in combat. Number five. And six!
Having closed his five fingers into a fist, he seemed ready to shake it at Warburg.
You and I are civil affairs, not operations. Tell your friends we have nothing to do with Tark.